Morning. As we continue looking at worship, one of the things I wanted to look at this morning is actually kind of give you a bit of a glimpse into what our Pathfinders group has been doing. It's one of the things we didn't mention this morning, but Pathfinders meeting each Sunday, men's group, men's Bible study fellowship. But this week, one of the things we're looking at, well, I should say the larger study, if you will, is kind of looking at integrity. Integrity for us as men. This week's study was entitled Get to Work. When I was up here last, just before Easter, I mentioned a bumper sticker that I used to have. It said, my boss is a Jewish carpenter. And if you were here, you'll remember a little bit of where that went. One quote from this week was, "You're not what you do, but what you do matters as a witness to those around you," as food for thought. From God's word in Colossians 3:22-23, it says, "Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything, and do it not only when their eye is upon you and to win their favor, but with sincerity of heart and reverence for the Lord. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord and not men." I get to be a park ranger. What do you get to do? Being a park ranger in Yellowstone National Park, it's what I do. It's not who I am in Christ. As a ranger, several years ago, I was in some advanced training at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center. In my class, I had connected with another ranger from another park throughout the week of training. We had some things that we each valued in common. There were a lot of other people in the class that weren't rangers. You go to the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, there's people from the ATF and the FBI and the IRS, all these federal agencies that are learning law enforcement. But this was another ranger. We had a lot in common, but there was one thing that became obvious that made us different. Near the end of the training week, at the end of a training day, as we were cleaning up, we were talking, and our conversation provided a very normal opportunity where I was able to express my faith in Christ. Not really out of the ordinary at all. Kind of who I am. I'll never forget the rapid response of my coworker. "You really believe that stuff?" There was a bit of awkward pause. I think I was surprised as much by his question as he was by my statement. I replied, Yeah, I do. With a shake of his head, the next two and a half days of training, our interactions were standoffish and different. Not much more was said until the last evening together, class kind of at the end of those types of training weeks, people gather for barbecue on the grill and hang out before they head back to their respective workplaces and that sort of thing. That last evening at that gathering, I'll never forget, mockingly, as I came walking up to the group who were there, "Eckert, come have a beer for Jesus." It was the only thing that was really mentioned since that last interaction. The world is watching, listening, taking note. Let's get to work. Let's get to worship.